Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1447. Don't risk it. Get a quality CPA to prepare your taxes, by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet, sometimes a little too enthusiastically. But I can't help it. Money is an incredible resource that we can use to craft the life of our dreams. And before we get to it, have you subscribed to our other podcasts? We cover personal development and minimalism, health, relationships, entrepreneurship, and life advice on the other shows. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you get your podcasts to find them. But for now, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Don't risk it. Get a quality CPA to prepare your taxes, by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com. I used to work in a CPA firm back in my 20s. Filing taxes was a part of the annual routine. Lately, I've been thinking about the many advantages of having a CPA do your taxes. I'm going to share my thoughts with you about why it matters and for whom. Do you need a CPA to prepare taxes? The answer to this question is maybe. There are some cases, like when you have a super simple return, that the services of a CPA might be overkill. However, there are so many benefits to working with a CPA that most people find it to be well worth the cost. While anyone can file their taxes on their own or use a different tax preparation solution, as the saying goes, just because you can do something doesn't necessarily mean you should. Here are a few of the reasons why you'll want to consider hiring a CPA. Why use a CPA to prepare your taxes? Number one, licensing. Practicing CPAs are required to hold a license through their particular state. In order for the CPA to maintain this license, he or she must generally do two things. Number one, complete a certain number of continuing education hours. For example, taking a course on the latest tax deductions. And number two, run his or her business according to specific standards. These standards provide assurance to you that you're getting a quality service. If you ever have a question about your CPA's legitimacy, you can contact your state's Board of Public Accountancy and request information about your CPA. Check out nasba.org for a list of each state board's contact information. Number two, consistency and stability. A CPA is going to be there for you year after year. Practicing CPAs are in it for the long run. Number three, doors are always open. A CPA performs many types of financial services, not just taxes. Therefore, their doors are always open for tax questions, tax planning, and for any audit help you may need. Many other tax preparation services close their doors from May to December. Who's going to help you when you get that audit letter? Your CPA will. Number four, record retention. A CPA is going to maintain your tax information much like a doctor holds on to the patient's medical records. Your CPA will act as your own personal filing cabinet through the years. You'll even get your own copy of the return and supporting documents in a nice little folder for you to file away for yourself if you want. Digital formats are also becoming more prevalent. Number five, tax planning. The best part about having a CPA is the tax planning advice he or she can provide throughout the year. there are certain year-end tax moves you can make that will save you hundreds in tax dollars. Software and tax preparation companies aren't around to help you with those things. Number 6, professionalism. As previously mentioned, a CPA is licensed with the state. They've gone through a ton of accounting classes, a tough exam, and must maintain continuing education credits each year. Only a person who wants to be a professional is willing to go through what it takes to be a CPA. Of course, CPAs are just people, but I'll take the CPA designation over any other type of tax filing option. Number 7, your time. The last good reason I'll give you is your time. I'm not going to lie and say that you won't have to spend a little time preparing your tax files to bring to a CPA, but these professionals will save you the time it takes to enter in all the information and file your return. Each year, the process also gets quicker as you learn exactly what you need to bring to your CPA. How much does a CPA charge to prepare taxes? As with most things, the amount of money a CPA will charge to prepare your taxes varies depending on a number of factors, including the CPA's billing method. Some of the most common billing methods include a flat fee for each tax form or schedule filed, a minimum fee with additional charges for more complex situations, a set annual fee with additional charges for changes in your tax situation, an hourly rate based on the amount of time it takes to prepare your return, a set fee for each data point that's entered, a subjective amount based on the CPA's discretion. You can also expect to pay more if you show up with a full box of disorganized paperwork. The more effort you put into preparing the information the CPA needs, the faster and less expensive your tax prep should be. According to the National Society of Accountants, the average cost to hire a CPA in the U.S. ranges from $457 for an itemized Form 1040 with a Schedule C and a state tax return to $176 for a Form 1040 with a state tax return. A Form 1040 with a Schedule A and a state tax return will run you an average of about $273. If this makes you gulp, remember that a CPA will often find ways to help you save money on your taxes. In many cases, this will offset at least part, if not all, of their preparation fee. When not to use a CPA? Generally speaking, you don't need to use a CPA if you've got a simple return. If you only file a 1040 easy, or if you file a 1040 but take the standard deduction, a CPA wouldn't be necessary. There are plenty of free tax filing services you can use to quickly prepare and e-file your taxes. The lowdown on boxed tax solutions. Another viable option for those who don't need a CPA or can't stomach the thought of paying for one is a boxed solution, like TurboTax, TaxAct, or H&R Block Online. These tax preparation programs typically cost between $10 and $120, so they're very cost-effective as long as you're comfortable with a DIY solution. In fact, many offer their services for free if you have a simple return. Once you've gathered all your documents, you can typically prepare a simple return using one of these programs within an hour. Some software solutions also offer accuracy guarantees and will provide you with support if you're audited after using their program to file your taxes. Make sure you read the fine print and that you're comfortable with the level of protection you're receiving. Ultimately, you'll need to assess the complexities of your tax situation and your comfort with preparing your own taxes to determine whether a boxed tax prep solution is a good option for you. You just listened to the post titled, Don't Risk It, Get a Quality CPA to Prepare Your Taxes by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. As someone who now uses a CPA, I can wholeheartedly agree with Philip. It has been worth it for me, but I own an LLC and needed help figuring out how to manage my accounting in a specific way because my expenses and revenue weren't lining up neatly within calendar years. I'm also now self-employed, which adds further complexity. Prior to all this, even when I owned a home, my tax situation was still pretty simple and I was taking the standard deduction. I was a big fan of Tax Act and used it for years with no issues. It typically took me less than an hour to file my taxes. Now, I'm diligent about tracking and logging my expenses for my CPA, and I keep all my paperwork digitally organized for him. While my CPA doesn't technically have the Personal Finance Specialist designation, or PFS, that was discussed recently in episode 1430, I did talk to him about it. He has an intention to get this credential, and I think he'd pass the test with flying colors based on our discussions around personal finance. I've been pleased with his ability to advise me on the tax implications of certain decisions for my overall financial goals. By the way, in episode 1430, I mentioned that the link referenced in the article to find a CPA/PFS wasn't current, and a number of you stepped up to point out an updated resource. Check out aicpa.org/for the public, and you'll see a directory where you can search for a CPA with the specific personal finance specialist credential. And thank you very much to Diane, Michael, and Beth, who all wrote in to share this great resource. I really appreciate your help. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you in the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.